Day 64. Any.
Marta, can we go back to an example that you came up with in the last session?
Sure, go ahead.
It was, few members of that committee have any imagination, and the relation between few and any. But any seems to show up all over the place.
Where, for example?
Oh, in sentences like, do they want any help? I don't think they want any help. We doubt that they want any help.
What about sentences like, they want any help? I do think they want any help. We know that they want any help.
They sound awful.
All I did was change your question into a statement and your negative into affirmative.
Okay. I guess the problem is with the word any. But any can't just show up, well, anywhere.
Of course it can't, Patrick. Nice pun, by the way. There's no word in the language that can show up just anywhere. So where did any show up? What kinds of sentences did you use in your examples?
Let's see. Do they want? That's a question. I don't think they want. That's a negative. We doubt that they want. I guess that's a negative too, with the verb doubt.
Right. So what's the generalization here?
Generalization?
Yes, or rule, if you prefer.
Well, I guess it's that the word any appears only in questions and negatives.
There's more to it than that, Patrick, but it's pretty good for starters.
But isn't it kind of weird to have a rule that applies just to questions, negatives, and the verb doubt?
Nice observation. Yes, it would be weird. So what would improve the generalization here?
Like there must be other verbs with the kind of negative flavor that have the same effect as doubt. Other verbs that can appear with any?
Yes. Perhaps refuse, for example, or deny. Can you think of possible sentences with these, maybe others?
Okay. They refused us any help, so we denied them any mention. And maybe a sign that says, it is forbidden to set foot anywhere on this property.
Nice! And how about, say, I was too tired to do any more work?
The word too, or also.
What do you think? It's too dark to see anything. It's too noisy to talk to anybody. It's too expensive to fly anywhere.
I guess you've made your point, Marta.